Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the app.
Check out the Chet Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it's another edition of the B-1's Court. It's the B-1's Court. It's a cheating home wrecking edition of the B-1's Court.
Well, you can't paint it that way because I got to defend myself a little bit here.
My friend, see this brush in my hand? I will paint any way I wish. No, obviously, I don't think it's that big. You know, it's not there. But it is telling. Why do you feel? So Kayla bought a shirt. Kayla went to great effort and expense to
not
buy
great
it.
$60.
I mean, it was
$60.
It was a $60 shirt, but that's with shipping. I mean, it wasn't like
a $60
gift. That's expensive.
As I widen my eyes at Kayla.
Here's the deal. Our friend is super into this like Tommy Bahama shirt wearing phase of his life right now. It's a theme he's going through. Mm-hmm. And I saw this shirt.
It's like getting likes on Instagram. It's like girls who show their booty on Instagram for likes.
He just turned 50? What?
No.
Celebrating it.
So I saw this shirt in my Facebook feed that was one of those cabana style shirts, but it had Golden Knights emblems all over it. And with the season coming up, I go, oh my God, he would love this. This would be great. So I bought it. It came here in 2 days. I gave it to him and he said that he enjoyed it, but he hasn't worn it yet. And it's been 2 weeks since he got it. He hasn't worn it yet. And B, I realized right after the fact that I handed it to him, he's got a fiance yep. that I never ran this by.
Homewrecker.
That I'm like, I'm not a homewrecker.
You have a boyfriend.
I have no ill intent. I realize it might look like that, and that's the problem, is that I have no ill intent. And I go, should I have run this past his fiance before I bought him a shirt? I feel so awkward, and like I crossed some sort of line.
Because you know you have.
No.
Homewrecker.
You're a homewrecker.
Y'all. You can't go.
Y'all. Cross the line. The only thing you can do with a shirt if you buy a coworker or something like that a shirt is a funny novelty tee because it relates to their personality or something funny that you both relate
to. So this wouldn't qualify, though, because that's part of his, like, shtick now?
I'm jump back over here now. I've given you a pretty rough ride on this, but only because I know, you're fine.
But this
You're
is,
fine.
I thought about this too. I bought, if you recall, the first Christmas that we spent together, I bought you a gift.
Underwear. Yeah, it was weird. It was really odd.
No, I bought you a Seahawks ugly Christmas sweater.
Yes.
That you have never worn.
How do you know? You haven't gotten any Christmas stuff.
Because
with me.
I asked you about it and you didn't even know you still had it. So like, I know you've never worn it.
Got you on that one there, pal. Back to my point, though. That was a novelty
That's
thing.
Funny.
If you bought me a shirt that said genius, spelled with a J, ha, ha, ha. I just thought of you. This is funny. You buying an actual piece of clothing that he would wear.
Golden Knights novelty Tommy Bahama shirt.
It's not novelty.
Come on,
it's a
dude.
Golden Knights Tommy Bahama shirt.
It's novelty.
Wow.
It's novelty.
Just wow.
Also, here's the point. Yeah, David, throw the name up there. Okay, Holly. Because Holly's hit on this. Holly, go ahead. Your question, please. Your question for the defense.
Holly, like Halle Berry.
Hi, Holly.
Holly.
Hi. So I was asking if you knew the fiance, like if you guys were friendly or.
I do know the fiance. She's actually very, very nice, but my relationship is with him. Yeah, because we're coworkers.
I'm sorry, you have a relationship with the guy you bought clothing for?
No.
Inter-office romance.
And the niceness of the fiance doesn't matter. Do you have a relationship, yes or no?
Well, yes.
I mean, I think also the niceness does matter of the fiance, because if she was not that's definitely going to hinder. I think that would hinder the relationship.
Then that would then.
Well, that's a good
point. If she, yeah, and you're right, Hallie. And also, if she's not so nice, then it would make sense why Kayla's trying to steal her fiance. Then then that makes total sense.
I'm not trying to steal a fiance.
I think if one of my husband's random, not to say you're random, but that I didn't really know bought him a $60 shirt, I'd be like, oh, neat.
Is that dripping? Is that dripping with judgment? Is that neat? Like,
yes.
What are you doing, Chase?
Yeah, B, get away from my man.
Very sarcastic.
You know what I find also interesting is her boyfriend is tall and bearded, and this gentleman that she bought the $60 Tommy Bahama shirt is also
and just a little pudgy, which she loves.
Tall, yeah.
Buddy is physically fit.
No, but you've said before. That you like him with
a
little,
to help out the bearded men. I mean,
yeah, it's impossible not to.
My husband's bearded, so.
All right.
Help out the bearded men.
All right.
That does present a really good point, though, is I feel like there was no threat there. Thinking back on it now, I don't think there's much of a threat there because his fiance is kind of a laid-back person.
Yeah, sure. But it's Trojan horse. There's no, look, here's no threat. Rah, here comes everybody inside. They're coming to take over. Now they're inside the fort. Do you see?
How the Trojan horse.
See what I'm doing here? See what I'm doing?
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
I don't think there's a problem with this at all, but I'm trying to make a problem.
Devil's advocate.
Hallie, have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, because stirring it up is so much funnier.
No. It is.
So much funnier. Teresa, if you're the fiance, you're not happy.
No.
Oh, seriously. And what happens, though, if they work, 15 feet apart in two different cubicles? How are you going to stop that friendship from happening?
Well, I'm not saying that they can't be coworkers, but as far as a friendship is concerned or allowing them to come around into my home to celebrate any kind of event in the future, it would be a definitely no.
Does it make a difference if the person gifting is in a very serious, amazing relationship of her own and just made a mistake?
They always are, Kayla. They always are.
You know, I'm gonna just tell it to you like this, Kayla. I'm sure if another, if another female were to make that kind of mistake, even though you say you wouldn't, even if it would burn.
Oh, see, the funny thing is that Buddy's friends with more girls than I have girlfriends, so it doesn't faze me at all.
Spence, did you have something else you wanted to say there?
No, no, I think it all speaks for itself, Chet. I know what's going on here.
Oh, no.
I can read between the lines.
Are you saying guilty?
Oh, it's total guilty.
Oh.
And by the way, you need to see a therapist and uncover the secret longings for your coworker.
I know that's what not
if
all, true.
What if also this person is a noted, on the under? Oh, really?
Mm.
You were with that girl, huh?
Huh.
Now he's repented and changed his ways. He's got the love of a good woman.
Yeah.
He has a history.
And she's aware of that history.
Oh, okay.
Is she aware of that history?
I don't know.
Well, then that is not there.
Well, she is now.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Earlier this morning, Amanda Straits of the Southwest, a single mom with three kids.
How awesome.
Got four
multi-day passes.
Multi-day passes to Disney.
You got me all confused about it, too. Like I want to screw it up.
So she can take the kids.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And tears were shed, and it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So we will have a brand new high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. Low number will be
001.
High number will be
985.
That's a pretty easy one. That, you know what? I like it because it leaves your options open.
Yeah.
And yes, thank you for asking. We will play in just a minute. Let's wrap up a what's turned into a very interesting P1's court. The cheating homewrecker Kayla is on the witness stand right now. So Kayla cheated on her boyfriend Buddy and bought someone else's fiance a $60 Tommy Bahama Golden Knights shirt.
Retail speaking, yes, she has.
He has a theme going on. He likes those Cabana shirts. So I saw this one in my Facebook feed that happened to be that Cabana style shirt with Golden Knights emblems all over it. And I was like, oh, this would be perfect with season coming up. And then as soon as I gave it to him, a couple of days later when it got in, I immediately felt weird because I'm like, oh.
And why?
Because I should have ran it by his fiance, I feel like.
Stop.
But my relationship, I don't even have her information. Like, I don't have her contact information. I guess I could ask him for it. But my friendship,
convenient.
I know, my friendship is with him. And then residually with
Sounds
her because
like
of him.
Sounds like
friendship.
Him. Friendship. With
Emphasis
him.
On friend friendship.
Mm-hmm. Friendship with benefits.
Nope, just friendship.
Like Tommy
just
Bahama
one word.
Shirt.
Actually, friendship. To be clear on this, it is friends with benefits. He got a shirt.
That's what I just said. Yes. That's what I said. Sure, Kayla.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's he giving
Tell
you?
Tell me more.
Friendship with benefits.
And why are you getting? And why are you getting gifts for this man that you supposedly have no, real interest in?
Because I don't know. I thought his little thing with the Tommy Bahama shirts was funny, and so I wanted to help push that along more.
By the way, just to push the point visually for Kayla, I have sat back in my chair with my feet up on the counter, my coffee cup in hand, even though it's empty. Just to let her know she's going to be scrutinized and interrogated.
Yeah, here's the thing. I know that my intent was pure, but I do feel like I crossed a line.
I believe you. I do. I believe you. I know you. And our families are quite, our family and their family are quite intertwined. So I know you, but this is so you. God, this is so you. You wouldn't hurt a fly. You wouldn't willingly do anything to hurt anybody else's feelings. But you didn't think the second step.
I jumped and then, yeah.
You didn't think the second step ahead.
Yeah.
Davey, when was the last time Kayla bought you a gift?
My birthday last year.
Mm-hmm. Appropriate.
So that was for you. Yeah, inappropriate. Yeah. When was the last time Kayla bought you an inappropriate gift?
Here's what's interesting, and I just realized this. The last time Kayla bought me something was a shirt. And she bought me a Liverpool Football Club t-shirt.
That's nice.
No, it was very nice. But she's habitually buying coworkers' shirts, apparently.
I've never gotten a shirt.
I'm sure, girl, apparently.
I don't know what that
means. You did. You got a Christmas sweater.
I'm
you
not
got
sure
a,
what
you
that,
got a sweater.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
And
well,
then I bought you a lovely bottle of single barrel Jack.
So that's your thing.
Get them drunk and then...
Buy them shirts and then get them drunk.
I can't believe the message this has been sending.
I know. This is getting worse. The more you talk,
it's
getting worse.
Run for the hills, buddy. Run for the hills.
Morales, is it weird?
For the first time, like, ever, I agree with Kayla. Fine.
Oh, thank you. I was really worried when I found out that Morales was on the phone because I'm like,
No, I think it's fine. And what this whole thing about, but it was $60. Okay, well, it's not like you're poor. You didn't take a payday loan out to get him a shirt.
You
like,
don't know that. You don't know that. That's not been entered into evidence yet.
I think it's fine, and it is novelty. So Spence is wrong, and just, Kayla, you're right, and it feels weird to say it. But
is it okay? Does it make a difference that when she gave it to him, that's all she was wearing? Was the shirt.
Not true.
No, I'm just saying if it was.
That's more my style, so I'm impressed.
Funny. They'd call Angie the Pooh.
This Angie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh's the shirt. You're the best. Have a great day.
Bye. Have a good one.
Thank you, buddy. Samantha, you're good with this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like women are just too jealous and crazy these days. And if you're getting jealous or upset that a coworker bought your husband or fiance a $60 shirt, then you have much bigger issues in your relationship. I would not personally buy my husband a $60 shirt. So go, Kayla, because he has to get it from somewhere because he's not getting it from me.
Well, and no, and by the way, the fiance, the female involved in this, I don't even think she knows it exists.
Oh, no.
Does she know?
No, because he hasn't.
Thank
again,
you,
he. I don't think he's ever been taken out of the package. It probably is just sitting in the back of his closet. So,
but she's cool. And again, our families are intertwined, you know, pretty much. So everything's fine. And it's It's good. You just probably shouldn't do that.
No.
I just love that Samantha said, well, he's not going to get that at home, so you might as well get it from somewhere else.
All of a sudden, we turned this into our buddy's fiance being the bad person.
Right. She's
somehow, I was able to turn an innocent act into Kayla being a cheating homewrecker, and then now the fiance is neglectful, is what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.